For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Some Illinois schools are getting some of the money they're owed by the state of Illinois, but it's not the money that schools were supposed to get. Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza yesterday authorized about $429 million in categorical payments to schools. The categorical payments cover past due bills for special education, school buses, and other state requirements. Mendoza ordered the payments on the day that Illinois was supposed to send out the first general state aid payment for the new school year. That payment can't happen because lawmakers and Governor Rauner still can't agree on a school budget. Also, the lights are going out figuratively and literally at the GE plant in Mattoon. The company is closing the plant that has made lights, light bulbs, and lamp components for the past 71 years today. GE says almost all of the 133 workers at the plant will lose their jobs, though a few crew members will stay on to clean and break down machines for other uses. Workers learned about the closing last October. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network in Springfield. I'm Greg Bishop. While Wisconsin manufacturers were celebrating the commitment of a massive new business last month, Illinois saw a month of zero net manufacturing jobs. Illinois Radio Network's Cole Lauterbach reports.
Payroll company ADP released their July jobs data Wednesday, showing Illinois gained 6,800 jobs, but the gains were all in typically low-wage service jobs, while higher-paying jobs like manufacturing and construction jobs were down by 400 on net. Illinois Manufacturers Association Vice President Mark Densler says the state's economy has grown stagnant.
We continue to shoot ourselves in the foot with government policies that simply add taxes and add additional regulations.
The state lost 400 jobs on net in the construction and mining industries. Bill Ward with the Home Builders Association of Illinois says consumer confidence in the state is likely affecting new home builds, in which Illinois ranks last in the nation.
And when you have that feeling, you don't go out and buy a new home.
Both said that people leaving the state likely affects job growth in their respective sectors. I'm Cole Lauterbach.
This is Illinois Radio Network.